Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to the Pattern Design Circle podcast. I am so excited to be here with you for episode 15. We are talking all about the number one thing to remember as a pattern designer. So I'm so excited about this. This is, I've been kind of trying to like alternate back and forth on the podcast between episodes that are kind of like just me doing my friendship rant kind of thing, like as a business mentor friend, and then kind of having more technical information step by step specific to like designing. The episodes like this one, I'm kind of it's more businessy, sometimes a little bit more motivational, and it's basically just me. If we were sitting down in a coffee shop and you got me riled up about this topic, this is the rant I am giving you as a friend and a fellow pattern designer and a mentor. So yes, I'm so excited. I hope you love this. And these episodes are less, I have less notes and things like that to try to remember. It's just me ranting. So I hope you enjoy. So the number one thing to remember as a pattern designer and as a business owner, I'm going to argue it is to remember that your journey is your own. Your journey doesn't belong to anybody else. You see lots and lots of other pattern designers out there. You see lots and lots of other business owners out there, but you are you. You are unique. Your journey is completely different. You have a completely different personality. You have completely different interests, values. Your why is unique to you. The reason you're doing what you're doing, it's unique to you. Your journey is specific to your circumstances. Nobody else is living the life that you're living. Nobody else has the obstacles or the advantages that you have. And everybody's goals and everything, they're all different. And so this is why it is so important, you know, the quote, keep your eyes on your own paper. This is why it's important, is because if you're looking over at somebody else's paper, or, you know, in more reality, looking at somebody's Instagram account or their Ravelry page, you're going to start trying to make yours like them. And it's not actually you anymore. It's not actually your journey anymore. You're trying to live somebody else's journey instead of living your own journey. And what's valuable is your journey, because we don't need a whole bunch of people that all look the same. People are attracted to you because of who you are, not because you're trying to be like somebody else. All right. So that's the first part of the rant. you need to just remember that it's not about what other people are doing. It's not about somebody else's success or failures. It's about what's important to you. It's about remembering your why. Why are you doing this? And if you haven't thought about that for a while, maybe pause this episode and journal about it, or write it down on a piece of paper and come back to it. Because your why is so, so, so so important in your business. It's really what helps you determine if you are successful or not, because your why will also help you to define your definition of success. Your why will help you to create your goals. What is actually important to you? And of course, in here, we also have mixed in your values, your purpose, your mission. What do you feel like you're meant to be doing? Why are you here? Like, why are you taking up space as a pattern designer? There's lots of other pattern designers. Yes. So what's your unique twist? What's unique to you? Another thing is, especially because we are in a creative industry, we're doing creative work. We're creating designs from nothing. Your creativity is unique to you. Your creativity is unique to your journey. You've had so many experiences behind you, and all of that is contributing to who you are today and the work that you're creating today. Yes. where do I want to go next? How did I lost my groove there. Yes, your creativity, your creative process. You know, I've had all these other episodes about ways to create design ideas, how to generate new design ideas, how to establish your design process, all these different things. But each time I've reminded you that this is going to be unique to you. Yeah, you can take guidance from the structure that I shared there, from the steps that I shared there, but it's about making it your own. It's not about copying somebody else. It's not about trying to do what somebody else is to fill their definition of success. Remember, keep remembering what your definition of success is. Please, 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 please. Because if you don't remember what your definition of success is, you're going to get caught up in everybody else's definitions of success. You're going to get caught up in trying to live somebody else's journey, and it's not going to be fulfilling for you. It's going to be frustrating. It's going to lead you to burnout. It's going to just end in frustration. And that's not why you're designing. I'm like 99.9% sure that is not why you are designing. Pattern designers are here because they're doing something that they love. And so what is it specifically that you love? What is it specifically that you're wanting to do? What is it specifically that you're creating with your designs? What are you offering your customers? Remember, it is unique to you. There are certain aspects, yeah, that are going to be similar to other people. Your inspiration might be similar to somebody else. Your creative process might be similar to somebody else. But all of these things mixed together, your creativity and your why and your values and your purpose and what you're actually contributing to the world, all of that mixed together, it's its own complete new recipe. Chocolate chip cookies are pretty similar to, say, peanut butter cookies. What are peanut butter crinkle? I don't know what the actual name is, but you know, you have a lot of similar ingredients. A lot of our cookies have the same basis with flour and sugar and vanilla, baking soda, you know, all of the different things. And then it's just the little toppings you add on that make a difference. You add in the peanut butter, you add in the chocolate chips, or you add in some cocoa powder. And it makes it completely different. Some people love chocolate chip cookies and hate raisin cookies. I guess oatmeal raisin is a little bit different. Anyway, maybe I'm getting a little too carried away here. But the point is, yes, we do have similarities. That's okay. But you are also still your own unique person on your own unique journey. And that is good. That is what makes you special. That's why people want to follow you and create your designs and get to know you. They love you and your journey and your passion. And just because they love you doesn't mean that they can't also love somebody else who's completely different. We have, you know, we find interest in so many different things, and that is okay. Also, the same token, just because somebody loves this person and they're doing something completely different doesn't mean you should do what that person is doing, because the world needs uniqueness. We need different people. If we all looked exactly the same, how would anybody know how to purchase from you? If you look just like five other knitting pattern designers, if you present yourself exactly the same, how are they going to choose you? Your unique personality and journey and stories, that is what draws people to you. That is why people choose to purchase from you instead of somebody else. That is why they want to join your Instagram Live to actually get to know you, because you are your own person. And that is valuable. So remember that. Don't forget it. Don't ever forget it. If you're ever getting caught up in comparisonitis, if you're ever getting caught up in feeling like you should be doing things and you have to be doing things as a business, come back and re-listen to this episode to remember that the most important thing is that you make your journey your own journey. Another thing, you know, with the whole comparisonitis, and I've probably mentioned this before on the podcast, but when we compare ourselves to other people, we don't realize, or, you know, one thing that our brain kind of tends to disregard is the different obstacles and advantages that we each have. We kind of actually maybe do kind of focus on the advantages. We think that somebody else who is successful has had all of the advantages in the world and we can't get there because X, Y, and Z. But the truth is, you do also have some advantages. They're maybe completely different. It's all about perspective on what is an advantage and what isn't. But you have different advantages. Also, you have different obstacles than they do. Your lifestyle may look completely different. And that's about you. That's okay. You know, it's a matter of you living the life you want to live, you building the business that you want to actually run, you creating the designs that you actually want to sell. So you can't compare yourself to somebody else's journey, because you don't know what all they're going through. You don't know what all hope they've had. You also don't know what all hindrances they've had. You know what you have. So take advantage of that. Pay attention to your weaknesses and your strengths. Take advantage of your strengths. Pay attention to your weaknesses and figure out, is there a way that I can either, you know, get better in this skill, or is it important for me to hire this out, or, you know, pay attention to those things. Feed off of your strengths. You know, take advantage of that. It is an advantage that you have, whether that is something in the way that you write your patterns, something in the way that you design your patterns, something in the way that you tell your story, something in the way that you market. Use your advantages to your advantage. That's what you have. Use your resources wisely. And of course, remember, I already said this, but remember your goals. It's all tied into your why. But what are your actual goals? Are your goals to look like this other designer over here? Is that your whole goal in your business? Probably when you dig deep down, it's not. You might feel like you should, because that's your maybe what you feel like is successful. But think about what success actually means for you. What does it feel like? What does it look like? What are the numbers attached to it? And then what goals do you need to create to reach that success? Those goals can be very personal and private to you. It doesn't have to look like maybe the goals and the success that you see around you online or in person. It's unique and individual to your designs, to your journey, to what you want as a person and to who you are as a person. All right, where else? I was going to go somewhere with this conversation. Remember, your journey is your own. I don't know if this is what I was going to say or not, but the other thing that I love about this saying, so this is actually how I like to end all of my weekly chit chats on my design account on Instagram, is to remember that your journey is your own. And something that I think is powerful about that is that it puts the control in your hands. Oftentimes, we like to kind of look at what's not in control. We feel like our life is miserable because XYZ, somebody else did something. It's all out of our control. But the reality is, we do have a lot of control over ourselves, over our journey. We can control our mindset, how we think about things. I didn't look at the whole thing, but yesterday I saw something about the feelings or the emotions that we actually feel naturally, like as a baby, and the things that have to be taught. And things like gratitude are things that have to be taught to us. Like, we have to learn how to be grateful for things. And so that's all mindset stuff. That's all learning about recognizing, oh, hey, this is an advantage. This is something that's actually amazing in my life. And this is something that I'm grateful for. It's about recognizing those things and, you know, being aware of them. And then the more aware you get, the more you recognize it, the more you see around you. You know, mindset coaches talk about this with abundance and with feeling supported and all of these different things that we want. It starts with actually noticing them, recognizing them, what's around you. And then you start to recognize it more and more. And, you know, it's a whole process, whole cycle. But remember that you do have power. You do get to choose which one's important to you. You do get to decide what kind of designs you create. You get to decide what marketing strategies you use. And that's another thing completely unique to you, your strategy. There are so many different strategies out there, and I believe that they do work, but it only works if it works for you. And you can mix and match and mesh to create something that's unique to you. But the power is in your hands. The journey is yours. You get to choose which direction it goes. Yeah, there's other people involved. You do have to consider other people, but you could also just disregard them if you wanted. That is a choice that you have. And so it's all a matter of choices, of choosing what's important to you, what's valuable to you, what matters to you, what your goals are, what your definitions of success are, to really create this journey. Business, owning a business, it's a whole thing. It's a whole journey. and Michelle Knight, she is a marketing strategist, coach, and she talks about business being the fast track to personal development. Like, as a business owner, you have to grow and evolve and really understand who you are and what your journey is. And so I guess I don't want to keep repeating myself over and over again just because I'm passionate about this topic. But remember, your journey is your journey. Your journey does not belong to anybody else. Your journey does not look like anybody else's. And if it looks like it is to somebody else, it's only because that's kind of a mask, a facade. It doesn't actually look like anybody else's. It is unique to you. That is beautiful. That is wonderful. Embrace it and really take control of your journey. What do you want it to look like? What do you want your future to look like? What are your dreams? What are your goals? It might feel unobtainable right now, but the more you work toward it, the more of a reality it will become. And there are small things that you can implement just today. And your daily little, the way that you go about your day, the way you think about your day, the way that you start your day, the time that you take for yourself, all these different little things, they add up. And you can start today to create the life that you want, to create the journey that you want. Yes, it takes time. It takes consistency. It's habits. It's boundaries. It's a lot of different things. But the journey is your own. So embrace that. Value it. Find what's really unique about you. And stop. Stop looking at everybody else. Because that is, I think that is the most hurtful thing we can do to ourselves as business. And when I say stop looking at everybody else, I mean in a comparing way, in a I'm not good enough or imposter syndrome kind of way, in trying to feel like you need to be doing something else because somebody else is doing it. I'm all for looking at other designers to lift each other up, to collaborate, to support, to all of those things that, you know, I talk all about in the design circle, that the design circle is centered around. Yes, we can be amazing for each other. We can be helpful for each other. But stop looking at other people as competition. Stop feeling like you aren't good enough, that you aren't unique enough. You are. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. Your journey is inspiring. So embrace it. Remember, your journey is your own. You get to choose how it goes. And you're amazing. All right. I think that's all I have for you for this episode. This may be another rant for another day as well, but I hope you found it inspiring. I hope you found it motivational. I hope that you remember your journey is your own. And I will see you on the next episode. Wow. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.